Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Tapelo Lififi. It's difficult to compose a song like this and to take at least three songs and put them together and mellow. Three transposes, if I'm not mistaken, four, and put them together like that. Give it what we call an African feel or an Afro feel of it. It's just beautiful. Thank you so much. Thank you so much to Johan Els. And what a journey. What a journey. A joyride. Hey, with something else, Johan Els there. And multitudes listening. Hey, I like it because even those who are in power and those resigning are actually even listening to the show, you know. When Johan Els said, Ray, who's that guy? Who's the guy? The guy that comes before, the white guy. I said, but you never saw him. How could you say he's white? No, we know he's a white guy. Okay, that's Johan Els. That's Johan Els for you. He says, yeah, no. I was listening to him. I was listening to him. I said, no, that's good, man. That's good. That's good. And no one says they were listening to me. So I stopped asking because I realized they have to listen to Johan Els. They have to. They have to. The Father has ordained it that way. They have to. Thank you, Johan. He's back tomorrow morning. Greetings to you. I trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. We are together throughout up to the hour 8. Wednesday Live, the name of the show. My name is Ray, and I'm hanging out with Pastor Samuel Kabamba. And also, Muruti Muraka. Let me start with Professor Samuel Kabamba. Professor, greetings to you.
Yeah, thank you very much. And greetings to you too. Thank you for having us again this evening. We say thank you to the Almighty God. I greet Muruti Muraka and every single individual going to be part and parcel of this program. And thank you to Radio Pulpit.
I hope you're well.
I'm good. It's just cold this side.
Winter is coming in. Are you saying that?
Yes, but winter is knocking to the door.
Hey, yeah. I never liked winter, man. And maybe it's because of the way I grew up. I never liked winter because I knew that, you can't just sleep anywhere. You know, it's horrible. Anyway, it's part of the seasons.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and Muruti Muraka is also on the line. Greetings and welcome to you, Muruti.
Thank you very much for welcoming me and Prof. Kabamba. Yeah, and greetings to yourself, Prof, as well, and all the listeners of Radio Pulpit and participants on this Wednesday live show in the name of the Messiah Yeshua.
I hope you're well, sir.
I'm well. By his grace, I'm kept, And I hope you too, and Prof as well.
I'm well, man. I had wanted to be at this, there's a seminar that is taking place at UNISA as we speak, which ends tomorrow. I wish I could broadcast from those studios there.
Wow.
Yeah, but also to show Johan, the people that are listening to him, great thinkers in these big institutions are listening to him. And many people are listening to Radio Pulpit, you know, these great thinkers, men of our time. And the elders, you know, of our time, those who were in politics and who had retired. Okay, before things got the way they are, anyway. Ish. Yeah. And, of course, I had wished that, you know, if things were just possible, one could broadcast from there. They are having a gala dinner now. And it would be nice to bring them as they eat, just to bring them to the desk. Because they can also address the issue, because they also are addressing biblical histories. Here in South Africa, and how these had facilitated transformation or even hindered it. You know, they are touching on that, so it would have been nice. Anyway, it's nicer here. And of course, it's always good to hang out with you. Right, and Wednesday Live, this is your show, and it's a show that you can participate just as much as you want in it without any hindrance. And you can speak, you know, as the Father guides you and say the things that the Father is guiding you to say. That would be good. That would be quite good. And also to make sense of the things that the Father is telling us and teaching us about. Because why I would have rather been there to broadcast from there, it's because it would be good to speak about the signs of the times. And much of the times these people have been talking since about 9:30 in the morning up to 6 o'clock. Now, they've just finished now, going to a gala dinner. And it would be good to speak about the signs of the times. What do they see? You know, especially these theologians. What do they see? And the believers and pastors, academics there. What do they see? The signs of the times. And what is our defense these days? The signs of the times. And what's our defense? Something to look into even tonight. I trust that the Father will just do you good. Bless you so much in a mighty way. And what are the signs of the times that we are at? It's a very broad. Someone said to me, it's a very broad topic. And you know, when someone starts saying that, you know, they have vague answers. They're going to be hitting there and there, there and there. And when they finish with you, you don't know which way to take. But when a person gives you their perspective, you are able to measure the understanding they have, and also to see what their context has been rolling out, and be able to take some of the theories and the knowledge that they have and bring it across even now into what we see these days. All right. Now, signs of the times, what these are even all about. The signs of the times these days, what do we see, you know? And there were times when the believers would have experienced what one can term a very bad, if one can put it, attack. You know, very bad attacks, and attacks that no one could actually understand or fathom, or kinds of tribulations and trials, and even at times the kinds of disturbances that they would be experiencing, you know. But what kind of times are we in, and what are signs of today's times, and what is our defense? Now, the signs of the times that we see, listen to Joshua chapter 1 verse 6. Be strong and of good courage, for to these people you shall divide as an inheritance the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. The signs of the times in the time of Joshua was the land that they would have, the providences of the Most High that they would have. And he speaks to Joshua there. And in 1 Kings, check this one out. 1 Kings chapter 2 verse 2. This is another sign of a time. I go the way of all the earth. Be strong therefore and prove yourself a man. Means much of what has been happening would be a challenge with regards to the faith and the reliance on the Most High Yahuwah Elohim. Another sign of a time that one sees is spoken of in Ephesians chapter 6 verses 12. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. The signs of the times, according to this verse, is indicative of what is running the dispensation of the age that we are at. What kind of hosts are manipulating and, in inverted commas, running to bring us into the kinds of conception that we would call the world today, a system that we are in. And what signs are showing that? All right. Here's another aspect that we see. I was just talking to Omiyapi. Omiyapi is a guy who built this studio that I'm sitting in. Now, Omiyapi said something to me. We always talk before I go on air. But what he was saying was based in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 12. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, to which you were also called and have confessed the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. What are signs of the times? Are we still seeing the good confessions of faith these days? Or we are seeing something else? We are seeing something else, and not necessarily the good confessions of faith. Here's another one. And here it has to do with the enemies of the soul. We are facing enemies of the soul. And in this we see, and I want to look into the word. In 1 Samuel chapter 25, verse 29 says, "Yet a man has risen to pursue you and seek your life, but the life of my Lord shall be bound in a bundle of the living with the Elohim." Yahuwah, your Elohim. "And the lives of your enemy he shall sling out as from the pocket of a sling." I said there, my Lord, because it's written in small letter, it doesn't refer to the Elohim, but to the ones who are in control. There are we seeing enemies of the soul to such an extent that there's a pursuance, or we see evil spirits in pursuit of those who seek to stick to the truth and speak that which is the truth? Are we seeing that these days? There are signs of the times. Okay, check it out again. Zechariah 8 verses 9 thus says, "The Elohim of hosts, let your hands be strong, you who have been hearing in these days." You who have been hearing in these days these words by the mouths of the prophets, who spoke in the day the foundation was laid for the house of the Elohim, that the temple might be built. And in this case, let's take it symbolically. The standing of the church, that the church should stand far above denominational divisions, far above ideologies of politics, but way into the truth and the commandment of the Most High, so that we be able to stand the scourge of time in these days. He's saying something. The signs are showing. The Father is saying something. And some of you might have learned, you see, young people are dying just like that. In KZN there, Umlazi, you'd see there are places and houses that have been abandoned because of the crime there. And these are good houses. So every criminal who does whatever they do, they flock to KZN, they stay there. And so many of them become izinkabi and all that, you know. They stay there. Did you see the 8 that was killed some few hours ago? See their bodies scattered there. And people are passing by, coming from work, and children coming from school, they stop and they ponder. They have become so naturalized to death. That's a sign of a time that we live in. And you would realize all the verses I was reading were speaking of our protection as to how. Because the time is speaking about be strong. Time is speaking about hearing. The time is speaking about understanding. Time is what we're speaking about courage, you know? Yeah. What kind of signs or times do we see these days? I know many people will go to Matthew 24. I didn't go there. Probably won't go there. Maybe our guests will do that. And it's not wrong. It's indicative of what is taking place. Now, Hebrews chapter 10, 22, you will also see there's a scourge of political conflicts. Spiritual conflicts that are taking place. It says, but recall the former days in which after you were illuminated, you endured a great struggle with sufferings. When you were illuminated, it means when you were discipled, lit. Light was brought into your mind. And remember, we are told about faith, to fight a good fight of faith. Our defense should be that. Our defense should be also the knowledge of what kind of enemies we are facing these days. All these are signs. And we are told, what is our defense? 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in Yahuwah for pulling down strongholds. Signs of the times, we see strongholds which need to be pulled down. Otherwise, they are plunging us into more and more disaster. We're talking about that. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. My name is Ray. Welcome to it. And of course, I'm talking to Muruti Karabomraka and Pastor Samuel Kabamba. We are touching on this issue just after this.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/radiopulpit.
Isinyathelo nesinyathelo sizohamba nawe indlela yonke. Sivakashele futhi uhlale ku radiopulpit.co.za.
Okay, let me start with you, Muruti Mraka. We are living in the times that are showing quite a lot of signs. What the signs that I see are not necessarily the signs that the other person would see. But the Father is pointing us to the kind of current situations we are living in. Even though it might show us various signs. Muruti?
Yes, sir. I believe as you have steered up ably tonight through all this, if we go back to what the Son of God says, is that the times that we are now in are the times of lawlessness, in which lawlessness will increase and the agape love of men will grow cold. These are the times when we need to be persevering to the end in order to be saved. And during this very time, this is the opportunity when the gospel of the kingdom of God is being preached in all the habitable world as a testimony to the nation. And definitely, we are closer to the end than we were before.
Mm.
These are the times that are rounding off to the end, which has been prophesied by the holy prophets of God, of which even the Son of Man also did tell us, the end is going to come. And even as he came and introduced what he called the days of the Son of Mankind, we are in those days, we are in those times, and every detail which you enumerated and listed is linked to these days. Because in these days, we see the enemy of human beings trying his utmost best to prevent people from persevering in their faith so as to ultimately be saved when the Messiah returns. I'm going to just give one example of what one has seen in the scriptures, and it's not by human effort. I believe really it is by the opening up of the scriptures by the Lord himself. He says something in Obadiah, verse 1, chapter 1, verse 4. Obadiah, chapter 1, verse 4. He says, though you ascend as high as the eagle, and though you set your nest among the stars, from there I'll bring you down. He also says in Habakkuk, chapter 2, verse 9. Habakkuk, chapter 2, verse 9. As I'm going there, bear with me. Yeah, bear with me as I go to Habakkuk, chapter 2, verse 9. This is what the word of the Lord says. Woe to him who covets evil gain for his house, that he may set his nest on high, that he may be delivered from the hand of evil, or be delivered from the power of disaster. We'll see something there, which is mentioned in both two scriptures, a nest being set up on high. In this very time that you are in, there is a nest which is circling the earth. It is called the International Spaceship, ISS. And the Russians and the Americans and others from Europe, even I think from Japan, have been going up and down, spending time in the spaceship. And these are the things which the Word of God speaks about. Even there is a man who was born and raised here in South Africa, but he's in America now, Elon Musk.
Mm.
We know that he is aiming and planning to build a spaceship that will take people to Mars. These things are not outside of the Word of God. The Word has already spoken to them that if one will attempt to go and build a nest among the stars, Yudevabe has said, I'll bring you down. What does this mean? In these times, it is where those things which have been foretold that the possibility is there that man will want to leave his home, his nest and go somewhere. And we were warned even in the Proverbs chapter 27, verse 8. Like a bird that wanders from its nest, it's a human being who wanders from his place. Now, there is a warning that in trying to do that, the true living God who is above everything will bring that rebellious person or people, he will bring them down. However, in this time that you are in, advancement, if you believe you are advancing as a people, it's when you are involved in these things and are attributing to this plan. Unfortunately, those plans are being made in total ignorance of the warnings that have already been given, that these will be the times, the season of lawlessness, where these that are working on these kind of things will poo-poo anything that anyone says about Yudhevabhe and what Yudhevabhe says. And I want to summarize it by saying this. There is one thing that Yudhevabhe wants from us, is put trust on him. The reason which are being given by all these that do all these things which one has just elucidated are that there is a possibility that there will be a destruction here on earth, whichever way they describe it. Now, to believe that way and to believe that human beings can find a solution themselves is to disregard what the Creator has said. He wants us to put our trust on the Lord Jesus Christ in order for us to be saved. And faith, salvation, is not only in the spirit, in the soul, but even in the body as well as the environment. Everything, the whole plan of God is not to stop short of saving all of his creation. But man is the forerunner, is the one who goes before, in as much as the Lord himself came down, died, was buried, and resurrected to start the new creation. Anyone that looks to other solutions rather than the solution which you have been given in Yeshua HaMashiach is working against Yudhevabhe. And he has already prophetically spoken about all the attempts which will be made by human beings to try and preserve themselves. And he has given a warning already that when you see those times, know that he is going to bring down every effort, human effort, and render it useless. There's only one effort which works, is the effort of the Spirit, being full of his Spirit and walking as steered by his Spirit according to his word.
I hear you quite well, Muruti. And of course, I trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. You and I are the best of friends, and we are talking about signs of the times that we are living in. And what is our defense? What is the word saying with regards to that? Now, I'm looking at quite a vast a pool of scriptures that would depict a time and a moment, but also the caution and the advice of the Most High as to how we or how people at a time and at a space had to, you know, defend themselves in that time, or had to leave like in that time. Now, trust us, we do that. The Father just bless you so much in a mighty way. And of course, thank you so much to Hector. Hector, thank you very much for coming on board. I see all your messages. I'm going to read them. Don't worry, because we are looking at the times we are living in. Thank you, Hector. I see them. It's a dozen of them. I see them. Thank you very much. I really appreciate. You can send us your WhatsApps. What are the signs of the times that we see, and what's our defense? What is the Father saying we should live like in times like this? All right. Professor, let me bring this to you. You know, we are also seeing times of massive backslidings. Pastors are hitting the news for the wrong reasons, man. Or they are trending for the wrong reasons. It's not necessarily scandals, but people have gone on to actually embrace other aspects. You know, there's this new Christian movement or school of thought. And at some stage, some years ago, Carrel referred to it, the new school of thought, and what it is and what it was all about. And this has grown so much and spread so much. And proponents of such are people who basically are pushing particular agendas. Quite sad. And I think also this has caused many people who follow into the Christian faith to experience massive inward battles. And that's a sign of a time. Paul speaks with regards to this in Romans chapter 7:23. But I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind, and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members. People are experiencing that. There's a massive scourge of that these days. And people do not know how to respond with regards to this. They do not know. Because the sign that the times that we see today is that even the enemies are invisible. I read that earlier on in Ephesians 6:12. Now, it's amazing also that we also see those who will rise and who will be in power. They will do things in their own wills. Daniel chapter 11 verse 16. But he who comes against him shall do according to his own will, and no one shall stand against him. He shall stand in the glorious land with destruction in his power. Ah, that's the false prophet, you know. And it's quite sad that we see these kinds of things really coming across. What do you say? The sign of the times we are at, Professor?
Well, thank you very much for this. Yeah, you see, when you're talking about time, sometimes, I mean, it's like as if we are the only people who are living the last times or the last days. Like as if we are the only people that are experiencing a kind of some challenges of the sorts, and then we have to find the solution to it. You know, we will pass. Maybe by the grace of God, with us, and then the people come after us. They will have, they will talk about the same thing as if they have to go back to say, what is our time? What are the times? They have to talk about what to do in that time. They ask the question, what has to be our defense? Now, if you have to go back, I will take it just as from the time after this. After this, when he came on earth, and then after that he had to go. And as from that time already, we should be talking already about the last day, because the Bible was not written today. The Bible was written a long time ago. And already back then, they were already talking about the times, the last time. They were talking about the last day. They were talking about what of the atom. And then the question will be, what did, if you have to be honest with ourselves, is to take and see what did the people of old, what did they do in their times for them to overcome whatever time they were facing? What did they do? Because they were facing what they could call the last days. And they did something, so you and I and everyone, we may also be in our time today talking about as well the last days, talking about the time, talking about the signs of times. What did they do for them to overcome? These are questions that everyone may ask himself, because if we don't do that, because we always have to have what you call a reference, whereby what did those people do for them to overcome those times? And if today we are in these days, is it our times be more cruel or more difficult than their times? If our times are difficult, I mean, are we the same, like, are we wired the same way like them, so we may also go through the same thing, the same way they did? What exactly we have to do? Then when you start understanding that, you start getting that picture, then we'll know exactly what to do. Paul is speaking. You've mentioned a lot of scriptures being in the Old Testament and even the New Testament. I mean, when Paul is speaking, for instance, to Timothy, he says, there will be a time, that time will be a perilous moment. It will be a time where things won't be okay. And I can read it in the book of 2 Timothy. He says, know this also, that in the last days, perilous times shall come. And when you talk about last days is not necessarily today, but the last days has already started. Because there are times where they saw, they experienced that. What did they do? For men shall be lovers of their own selves. And that has been happening already. Because if you have to go backwards, just maybe in the 50s, you see that, I mean, there was a time where people were killing each other based on their own interests. Because when you talk about, for instance, I mean, the World War and all this, one and two, you see that people did that because they were pursuing their own interests. And today, we are seeing the same kind of war, maybe in a very different way. But do we have to just fight without knowledge? Do we have to fight without knowing what to do? Or we have at least, I mean, refer ourselves to the people who have gone ahead of us. What did they do exactly? And it is so crucial for us to understand that the last days did not start today. And it started a long time ago. As I said, what did the old people do? You see, when you go back, you check, example, the life of the poor. They had to endure for the word of God or for the gospel to go to places. They did what, humanly speaking, it could be difficult for them, but they did anyway. They preached the gospel. They went everywhere. Some, they traveled. They went into Paul. When you talk about Paul, he traveled by boat and stuff, and he had a lot of challenges, but he managed to end to deliver the word. Now, in our days, what do we have to do? Do we have to fold our hands, do nothing, or we can also strive and do something like the rest, I mean, the people on all time? If then they had to travel literally, going to places, but today technology has given us maybe a certain advantage. What do we do? Can we also use, for instance, whatever media platform? Can we use whatever ways that we can have to vehicle as well the word of God, to get the gospel to where it's supposed to? But you realize that it's like as if today, our generation today is more reluctant, more relaxed. Like we are taking time, it's like the things of the world do not really, they concern us, but the truth of the matter is, it's like as if we don't have any say into the things of this world. It's like we're just going with the trend. We just move with it. As it goes, we follow. We don't just maybe
stop it and do whatever. And sometimes we cry. We say, okay, fine. An example that I can put in, when you watch on TV, you see some media whereby somewhere they're killing Christians. And then, you know, what do we do? The only reaction is, okay, fine, let's pray for our brothers who are dying somewhere. But the only thing that we can do is let's pray for them because they are dying because of the gospel. But at the same time, we are in a certain comfort zone whereby we don't even do what we are doing there. Because if they manage to, if they could die because of the gospel, what are we dying for where we are? What are we dying for? So that we are so relaxed. Now, if they're dying there because they are preaching the gospel, why can't you also take advantage? Because somehow nobody's killing us, but we can advance with the kingdom. We can push the word of God. We can push the gospel. But we don't do that. Now, as you said, what has to be our defense? When we stand today, we look at whatever is going on in the world. Today, there are a lot of introduction of a lot of things that are coming to the churches. A lot of things, and to the extent whereby if we don't take, our time, if we don't understand, if we don't really give ourselves, put our hands to the work, we will be so surprised one day we just get to our congregation or our churches to get there that, the door are closed or maybe they've been turned into something else. Today, you go to Europe, you find that there are a lot of buildings that literally used to be churches. Today they've become a place, they've kept them the way they were built, but today they are using them for anything. They become the nightclub. Some they've turned into a circus kind of, they've turned into something. Now, when you sit, you start asking yourself questions. So what do we do in this? Do we just say, it used to be a church, now it has become a nightclub. Oh, it used to be this, now it has come that. But what are we really doing? What has to be our defense in whatever is going on? What we have to do so that, whatever that is going on out there may not, affect or infect us in a such a way whereby we fold our hand and then we just watch. Something has to happen. What did the whole people, the first church, what did they do when they were prevented to preach the gospel? When they were told that if you preach the gospel, we're going to kill you. When they had to go from Jerusalem to Judea, Samaria, and to all of us today, what did they do for the gospel to reach us? You know, today we have found ourselves into a lot of distraction in such a way that, Muruti Ray, you mentioned something about, a lot of teachings have been introduced in our churches, and people are so busy trying to find out who is preaching the truth and who is not preaching the truth, and what doctrine is this one, what is that. And at the end of the day, what is the devil doing? He's so happy because people are confused. People don't know exactly what has to be preached. But while the Bible says that in the latter days, false teachings. And if we know that they'll come with false teachings, what do you need to do? Those who understand and those who know that they are not in the fake things or in the false things, what do they need to do is to preach the truth, is to continue to preach the truth, mm-hmm. and not to preach it holding hands. They have to do it with everything in them. To stand and say, hey, we cannot waste our time. Let's go and do it. But let's see. Just think around what is happening. We are relaxed. We are doing this. Today, people are still fighting about their denomination. People are still fighting about their positioning. I'm the most anointed man of God. I'm the most God. While the enemy is pushing his agenda. Today, you can see around us. In the past, maybe it was in a very different format, but today it has become a big problem, whereby you can see a church of Satan somewhere where people go, they declare themselves that we are. We are the disciples of Satan. We go to him. We go and worship him. You know, and what do we do at that time? In our churches, instead of us being serious about what we have to do, we keep fighting about who is what, who is so anointed, and who can preach why. This is my church, and whatever. While Satan is pushing his agenda, by pushing his agenda, things are happening. When people celebrated, on Sunday, a lot of people celebrated what you call, Passover or Easter and so on. Mm. But do you know what happened in America? While everyone was celebrating, President of America came and said, I'll come today, every day when they pass over, whatever Easter is, it should be now a transgender disability day. Mm. Now, you see, they are pushing the agenda. they're not still sleeping. But as we are sleeping, we have to be celebrating day. I mean, we are celebrating day. But we don't realize that we're supposed to go beyond day. We're supposed to go beyond day. Because for us, it's not about waiting a certain day to come and celebrate the death and the resurrection of the Messiah. It's not for us to do that. The Messiah lives. In us, we have to remember him all the time and live his life and express his life to the world. But we are not doing that. We have gone into a certain routine of things. We do it today, and then now people are waiting for the 50 days now to go for what? For Pentecost, whatever. You know, you can see that people are so distracted with all these things while people are putting the agenda, and it will happen. When you're going to be celebrating, when you're going to be celebrating the Pentecost there, it will be a time where they'll come up with another story. And they'll put that there. It will be said after the Passover or the Easter, you know, 50 days later, it will be there. And they'll be, why? Because they want to confuse the children of God. They want to confuse those who claim to be Christians. But I believe at this time, it's not about us to fold our hands, about us to stand. Because men have become lovers of themselves. They are doing their own thing. They don't care. Boasters, they are boasting. I mean, they become proud, blasphemous, and disobedient to their parents. People, things have gone wrong. Today, whatever that is said in the government, whether it concerns us directly or indirectly, people don't even pay attention to that, but they just need the consequence of it. We don't even know. Sometimes the law has been passed in the parliament, but we don't even know that the law has passed there. And the next day, we are just victim of that law. Why? Because we are not concerned about whatever is going on around. And then when you are victim of that, then you start complaining to whom? We go to God, we go to prayer. Now we're going to pray, God, please help us. How is God going to help us while he has already given us everything? Let me stop by saying this. The Bible says in the book of in Acts chapter 1, verse 8. I love that scripture. I've been thinking about it, and I said, okay, the Bible says, you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit shall come upon you, and you shall become my witnesses. Now, I love what the Bible says. You shall receive power, not anything, but the power of God you shall receive it. Not to become anything, but to become my witnesses. And not to go and just witness, but to become my representative. Stand for me and speak on my behalf. That's what you shall become. When the Spirit of God shall come upon you, the power will be. When the Spirit comes, the power will come upon you. You may not be deceivers. You may not be, wasters. You may not be anything but to be my witness. But today, are the children of God truly today, if we can be serious with ourselves, are we truly witnesses of the Messiah, or we are just witnessing? Because I've made it so clear, according to my understanding, that we can witness something that you know nothing about because you just heard. But today, the experience with the Holy Ghost, with the Holy Spirit inside of us, is really speaking about the true life of the Messiah inside of us. And we can go out there and speak about it and truly, challenging the time in which we are. So when people listen to us, they say, truly, these people, they are not like anybody. They are children of the Most High God.
I hear you, Pastor Sam. Let's open up the lines. It has gone to 7 o'clock already. Let's open up the lines and people tell us, what are the signs of the times that they see? And what do they think? If these are dangerous, what our defense is as believers? I need to hear from you. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. And you can also send us a WhatsApp. It's 082-657-2729.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.